It is always a pleasure to be on any floor, virtual or otherwise, with you folks. And before I present the reading that was intended for this morning, I want to catch the echoes of the deep concerns about the events that happened this week in our country. And I want to remind us, everyone's gathered here together, of the fifth principle of Unitarian Universalism. We believe in the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process within our congregations and in society at large, which means that everyone gathered here this morning on this virtual floor, as a part of their religious practice, you have a principle to support a process rooted in conscience and focused on democracy. Together, we co-create the democracy that we want to see and that we want to live in. And the second reading this morning is a short poem. It's untitled, by Gregory Orr. The poem is about the power of a very small word, and that word is yes. If to say it once and once only, then still to say yes, and say it complete, say it as if the word filled the whole moment with its absolute saying, later for but, later for if, now only the single syllable, that is the beloved, that is the world. And so three of my favorite words in the English language are very short, they're very sweet, they're very easy to remember, yes, and how. Each word, just one syllable, and thus one of those perfect word combinations for that stadium-filled chant, right? Yes, and how, yes, and how, yes, and how. And yes is the stalwart affirmative. Yes sees the wall, it finds a ladder and starts climbing over. Yes sees the wall, grabs a shovel and starts digging under. Yes sees the wall and picks the lock that opens the door wide. Yes. And is that fundamental conjunction that binds the world together. This and that, peas and carrots, Thelma and Louise, Harold and Maude. And for those of you of a certain age, this little ditty will bring back Saturday mornings like a giant thunderclap. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? And button or will get you very far. Now, for those of you who don't know that pop culture reference, no worries. It was a pre-internet educational cartoon that, like Life cereal, was supposed to be good for you. If you want to know more, just put the word Schoolhouse Rock into your favorite internet search engine and get ready to while away the afternoon with subliminal ditties like Zero My Hero or I'm Just a Bill. And then, how? Multidimensional word that can both ask and answer. How? Well, here's how. Both wonderment and instruction, inspired by and in service to the previous two words. And even more importantly, the one word question tinted with genuine curiosity, part of the fundamental journalist interrogatives. How? As in, how did you do that? Or how did you survive? How did you get here? How? And if you're ever invited into somebody's story of how, listen close and prepare to be amazed, to be humbled by the how stories, stories that are filled with walls and ladders and shovels and lockpicks, truly humbled. Because everyone you know has amazing stories of their experiences on this planet, very much like your amazing stories of your experiences. And within these three short words, yes and how, is positivity, openness, connection, wonderment, action. And I love these words. And I believe that this religion that we're practicing and that we're bringing into the world, Unitarian Universalism, has the spirit of these words, positivity, openness, connection, wonderment, and action, deeply embedded and the seven animating principles. And note that phrase, animating principles, because there is no Unitarian Universalism without the principles being animated, being activated into the world, much like there is no democracy without democratic actions in the world. The only way that they become animated is by living, breathing human beings, animating them, by practicing them like speakers of a language. If there are no speakers, there is no living language. The point of language, the point of religion, is to be alive, to communicate, to construct the world. As the philosopher Wittgenstein says so astutely, quote, "The limits of my language mean the limits of my world." And these lines, in these three words that we're talking about, they create almost limitless possibilities. And while Unitarian Universalism calls itself a creedless religion, meaning that there is no doctrine or set of beliefs that adherents need to follow, I believe that yes and how come as close to a UU creed as possible. And it's also very easy to remember. So yes and how to animating the seven UU principles. Because it's important to know that Unitarian Universalism is not a thing outside of you. This religion is not some abstract concept locked inside some sacred text. This religion is a collection of living people living, and more to the point, improvising in a complex world. Seven principles that need to be animated and put into action, like the difference between a flowing river and a dry riverbed. Let's consider for a moment that first word. Let us open the door for yes. Absolutely. Affirmative. All right. Aye. Exactly. Okay. Okie dokie. Yeah. Yep. Yo. There are so many ways to say yes. So many ways to open that door. And years ago, way back in my first semester of college, when I was still a teenager, I was living at home. I was licking my wounds because I could not go, quote unquote, off to college like all my comrades. I interviewed for a theater class at a community college that turned out relied heavily on the principles of improvisation. I had that interview for entry into the class. I had never been in a play. I'd never done theater. I was 18 and I was up for anything. Almost anything. I'd witnessed improv on late night TV, mostly through the comedy program Second City, and improv seemed like a fun thing to try. It was in the first class that I first learned the irrepressible power of a two-word phrase, yes, and. And when I got to hold in my hands, my bare hands, the power of yes, and, where I literally got to co-create worlds out of pure nothingness with my fellow players through a two-syllable magic of yes, and. Now, sidebar, the next time that you're talking with anyone and they get to an interesting point in their story and sort of sputter a little bit, just nod, which is a nonverbal form of yes. Let silence linger for a few seconds. And then open that yes door with something like this. Wow. That sounds like you were in a really tight spot. Silence. How on earth did you get through that? And now do what all good improv players are called to do. Listen. What an incredible lesson to learn in the first semester of college. Listen. And while listening, I was presented with an opportunity to co-create a world and co-create a team where profound trust was the bedrock. And the animating principle was to make my fellow players shine on stage, to have them become courageous and to succeed wildly. And I'll repeat that. To have my fellow players to become courageous, to be courageous, and to succeed wildly. And for me to trust in my bones that their animating principle was to allow me to be courageous and to succeed wildly. And note, I did not say fearless. Rather, I said courageous. Courageous says yes. Fearless negates a negative, which doesn't quite carry the same resonance. It's a subtle point, though you're welcome to carry that into your week. Now imagine being in the wings of a dark, empty stage. You're there with your small team. The curtain rises, the stage lights flare. You and your fellow players are fully present. And A, you have no idea what's going to happen because there is no script. B, you deeply trust everyone. C, you know your comrades to a person are going to personally see to it that you succeed, that you shine, and that your brilliance in other forums called your inherent worth and dignity will be called forth and recognized, and that your brilliance radiates even more brightly in relationship to the brilliance of your fellow players. And D, honest mistakes and fumbles are completely, perfectly, 100% accepted. They're welcomed, in fact, like whorls in a wood grain. The whorls that influence the flow of the grain and make the wood more interesting and compelling. Now, improvisational whorls, they become portals to step through, to explore, to keep flowing, to keep building a world based on yes and build, 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 yes and yes and yes and only possibilities to improve, to become hilarious, to harness positive energy, to keep going, to keep building, to keep making something out of nothing. And for everyone's sake, to keep listening, keep making something out of nothing and keep listening, because our vast universe is filled with mostly empty space and mostly silence. The point is to keep building, to keep making something out of nothing. And now check this out. Isn't that what religion is? Making something out of nothing? Because religion does not exist without a world. Religion does not exist without humans engaging that world. Religion did not exist a billion years ago. And once we are all dead and gone, there will be no religion. And so for me, bringing the concepts and principles of improv into religious practice, it's exhilarating. It's profoundly exhilarating. And I also want to say this about the dreaded word mistakes. We make way too much of them, especially in this era of social media amplification and intense judgmental scrutiny. How much energy have you invested in your life dealing with, managing, lamenting mistakes? Now, I think that we as a religious culture need to create a buffering grace around mistakes, to realize that mistakes are fundamental to learning, to accept them in ourselves, and to not get too obsessed about other people's mistakes. And going one better, we need to actually welcome honest mistakes. If we're not going to be making honest mistakes, it's quite likely that we are not trying hard enough, not putting ourselves in a position to learn. I'm reminded, now that it's playoff season for the NFL, I'm reminded of the Hall of Fame quarterback, Jim Kelly, who ran one of the most potent offenses of all of football. He was a bit of a swashbuckler. He was a very charismatic leader. And one of his on-the-field principles was that if one of his fellow players dropped a pass or fumbled the ball, he would make sure that they got the ball as soon as possible after their whorl so that the player would get back into the game. There are only 11 players on the offensive side, and if one of those is lost in some self-sunk, I'm not worthy thought about a bygone mistake that they have no control over, they're not in the game. The point is to be in the game, to be present in the game that you're playing, as in right now. Now, to me, making certain that your teammates are present and in the game is essential. To me, this is a deep and abiding form of love. And I'll say capital L, love. And actually thinking back, one of the greatest lessons that I have ever learned during any UU service was founded on a mistake. I'm going to set the scene for you. The sanctuary, beautiful sanctuary, was packed for a Sunday service, and a talented soloist was presenting this beautiful, sublime song as special music. She was a few bars into the piece. Her voice was rare and exquisite. It was soaring. And then she hit a wrong note. Stop. Hold on. And there in the middle of the service, at the outset of the song, she stopped everything and she pressed the reset button. She composed herself and she began again. And after the service, I went up to her and I complimented her courage to stop right there in front of hundreds of people and to make a course correction. And she reminded me of the Japanese wisdom saying, quote, fall down 7, get up 8. And whether on an improv stage, on a playing field, or in a worship service, experiencing that sort of in the present creativity firsthand, an incredibly powerful experience. And reflecting back, I can honestly say that the theater class that I took decades ago was one of the classes that most prepared me for living in the world. I have forgotten everything about calculus. I remember everything about improv. And while I didn't have the language for it at the time, as I became more and more involved in Unitarian Universalism, I got that yes and how improv feeling when I thought deeper about this religion. It is actually fun to consider Unitarian Universalism as a worldwide improv theater, and that the animating principle is to recognize and call forth everyone's brilliance, to see everyone's divinity, and to help them see it as well. Now, to consider an improv theater as quasi-religious is not as outlandish as you may think. One of my favorite books is about improvisation and was also honored as one of the best spiritual books of the year by Spirituality and Health magazine. The book is called Improv Wisdom by Patricia Ryan Madison, who taught theater at Stanford University. It's a book that brings the principles of improvisational theater to living a life in the real world. Now, the subtitle of the book is a radical notion. Now, listen to this subtitle: don't prepare, just show up. Don't prepare, just show up. Sounds like a typical Sunday morning at a UU fellowship. Now, keep this phrase in mind as I make this admission. I supervise a department at work, and whenever there is a new hire and someone joins the department, I give them a copy of Improv Wisdom and let them know that they can read it on company time. Now consider that for a moment. Your supervisor at work presents you a book with a subtitle, Don't Prepare, Just Show Up, and then says that the organization will pay you for the time it takes to read it. Now we laugh because of that unlikely contrast of a supervisor encouraging an employee to don't prepare. And what the real message is, just show up. And here comes the famous showing up quote that we've all heard before. Quote, 80% of success is just showing up. Now, if this quote is true, and from what I can tell about the world, and it is, then showing up is all but guarantees success. And what if you showed up wherever you went with three words at the ready? Yes, and how? And what if you and your team were skilled in putting these words into action? Now, as Madsen writes in Improv Wisdom, quote, the spirit of improvising is embodied in the notion, yes, and agreement, yes, begins the process. What comes next is to add something and or develop the offer in a positive direction. Close quote. Again, something to bring to the practice of Unitarian Universalism, develop the offer of life in a positive direction. As for showing up, which we've all done this Sunday morning, I close with the passage from the chapter entitled Just Show Up. Madsen writes, quote, this principle, just show up, is deceptively simple. Where we are makes a difference. Move your body toward your dreams, to where they're happening. This list is pre-pandemic. To the gym, the office, the yoga class, your kitchen, the improv class, the garage, a cruise ship, the word processor, the construction site, a senior center, the theater, you know where. Be there physically. It is surprising how powerful the third maxim is, just show up. How often we avoid showing up for the things we need to do in life. Procrastination, laziness, fear. It's easy to find a reason for not going. The just in this maxim reminds us that showing up is already enough. Prerequisites such as motivation, desire, and those warm, fuzzy feelings are not necessary. It is a con to imagine you must have these to get going. Improvisers know this. If they had to wait around for inspiration or a good idea, very few scenes would ever begin. Players step onto the stage because that is where things are happening. They just show up, and then the magic begins. Close quote. They just show up, then the magic begins. And so here we are, a small group of players who showed up this Sunday morning. We showed up within a country that is in pain. We showed up to help spark a certain and specific creedless religion into being. Creedless religion. So with these words, yes and how, you are invited to go forth and to show up somewhere else today. And when you do, help make your fellow players radiate with their brilliance, with their inherent worth and dignity. And may you be blessed today with an honest mistake that becomes a gorgeous whorl in the flow of your life, a whorl that blesses all of our lives. Yes, and how. Amen.